When you go a-wassailing, you could be doing one of two things. There's the house-visiting wassail, which is the practice of singing carols door-to-door during the Christmas season. The other type of wassailing is the orchard-visiting variety. That's Maria Kennedy's bread and butter.
I went to my first wassail at the Lempster Morris Wassail.
She worked with cider makers in England as part of her studies in folklore at Indiana University. She was one of 300 people at that wassail.
I showed up at this pub in pretty much the middle of nowhere in a little village in the north part of the county of Herefordshire. They led us all out to the orchard, carrying torches and banging drums.
And singing, lots of singing. The noisy procession into the apple orchards is meant to wake up the trees and scare away evil spirits.
Some people actually beat the tree with a stick. And they poured some cider on the roots of the tree to give it back some of the juice it had produced.
Wassail and wassail all over the town.
Wassails are traditionally held on either the evening of January 5th, Twelfth Night, or on January 17th, which is the date of Old Twelfth Night, before the introduction of the Gregorian calendar in 1752. Kennedy helped revive the wassailing tradition on Broom Farm in Herefordshire when she was there in 2012. In addition to the singing and noisemaking and general merriment,
we built 12 little fires around the biggest apple tree. And the 12 fires are said to represent either the 12 months of the year or the 12 apostles. Then you build a 13th fire, which is the Judas fire. And you're supposed to stamp out the Judas fire.
What kind of songs are you singing?
There are a number of traditional wassail songs. There's the Gloucestershire wassail.
Wassail, wassail all over the town. Our bread is white and our ale is brown. Our bowl it is made of a white maple tree. The wassailing bowl will cling to thee.
It's hard to know how long people have been wassailing, but it likely originated long before Christianity came to Britain, since 600 AD. Kennedy says it was traditionally done by agricultural laborers.
And it's kind of like a contract, almost. The laborers are saying, you know, if you treat us well and give us stuff to eat, both symbolically and actually, like they're going to give you some cakes and some things to eat tonight, and hopefully for the rest of the year, you're going to pay us well and be a good employer. And we're going to, in exchange, sing to your trees and make sure they're going to bear a lot of fruit.
And then it's back to the fields the following week for what's called Plow Monday. These days, Kennedy says wassailing is a good excuse for a party right before the work starts up again.
You have to think, like, it's really dark in England in the middle of winter. It's rainy and it's cold and it's really dark all the time. And then you get to, like, get together with a group of people and light some torches and go out in the orchard and sing some songs and bang some pots and drink a lot of cider. It's a good thing.
Maria Kennedy studied folklore at Indiana University. She worked on orchards in the cider-making region of England. You can listen to more at wfiu.org/arts.